you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Howdy fucking doodah, boys and girls. My name is Camo, and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. Whew. Last minute episode, that seems to be a trend these past few weeks. My apologies to the girls watching on YouTube. No visual again. You're just getting my cute and gorgeous face. But patience is a virtue. I am setting up my house, which, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Yes, the rumors are trumors. Mama got her first place. I did. And I'm so fucking happy. So on today's episode, I'm gonna be telling you all the tea, all the juice, and everything since last week, because last week I did a last minute episode. And as soon as I left the episode, I went to my leasing office and found out if I got the place or not, and I was approved. And so ever since then until this week, I have just been unpacking, cleaning, being a housewife, enjoying my new living situation, taking it all in, and just basking in the gorgeousness that is my life right now, this era. But where there is yin, there is yang. So this past week was a roller coaster for fucking sure. For starts, finding a U-Haul was incredibly difficult. I was searching high and low and all the surrounding areas. Finally found one. It was a little bit steeper than I would have liked, but whatever. Got up in that bitch. And I whipped that motherfucker over to my Mimi's house, parked it beautifully, backed that bitch in iconically. Okay, I can't park my vehicle, but I could park that motherfucking U-Haul. Okay, so my siblings, they show up. My friend Nadia was there helping me also. We're, loading things up into the truck. Cute and gorgeous. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Anyways, when we leave, my brother insisted on driving the U-Haul himself to my new house, which I was fully capable, but you know what? He wanted to be the man in charge. So I was like, okay, period, purr. So he, y'all, I wish I was making this up. This entire episode is going to be so dramatic and chaotic. I promise you, my life is a fucking movie. And I'm not just saying that. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, it was a movie. No, it literally is a fucking movie. Living my life feels like you're on set 24/7. So anyways, here we go. So my brother, we whip into my new complex, and what do you know? He hits my fucking neighbor's car. He does. Yep. Scrapes it a little bit. No damage to the U-Haul, just a little scrape. But they have a brand new 2022 RAV4. So my brother went next door and knocked on the door. You know, most people would have fucking just kept it pushing. But no, that's not how we roll. So my brother went and knocked on the door. The woman was so pissed at first, but she calmed down. She was cool. She was cute and gorgeous. Very nice about the situation. But wow, what a first impression that was. I come outside and I'm like, hey neighbor, Sulik, that is my brother. He did this to you, not me. Okay, please, I'll bring you cookies, a housewarming gift, whatever you need. I was like, yeah, this is a great first impression. She goes, yeah, you're telling me. She was a little upset, of course, but my brother, they swapped insurances and whatnot, so that's handled. But anyways, we move all my stuff in. Cute. So What was next? Okay, so the next day, my little sister, she spent the night with me on my first night in. The next day, she helped me go to my Mimi's and pick up some last minute belongings in my vehicle. And I got my cats. I don't have cats. Hey. I got my stuffed animals. Yeah. And we get over here and I let them out in the house for the first time, and I go get food for me and my sister. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go get us some food. She wanted to stay at the house, so I leave, go get Chipotle. I come back. Why is one of my cats missing? Why is Miss Duchess MIA? I am searching high and low. I come back and my sister's like, I don't know where Duchess is. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know where she's at? Like, my house was empty. It's still pretty empty. And there wasn't many places for her to hide. I was very much organizing everything as it was coming in. Like, I've got pretty much everything organized and put away where it should be. I still got a lot of unboxing to do. I got like some setting up to do. I've got to get some furniture, especially for my living room, but I'm like, there's not many places she could hide, you know? And Duchess does have a history of fucking hiding and fitting herself into small, tight places, but typically, even when she's hidden, she's a little vocal. You'll hear her cry or whatnot, but I guess she was just so confused and shocked because she'd been living in that last address for about 4 years now, so she was very traumatized, I can imagine. She did not like the fucking drive over there. She was flipping her shit. But I come back. She's MIA. I'm looking everywhere high and low. I didn't initially freak out because something in my pussy told me that she's in the house. Like, I kept asking my sister, like, did you go outside? Did you open any doors? And she's like, no, I didn't. So I was like, well, then period. She's in here somewhere. She couldn't just go through the fucking wall. So anyways, 12 hours go by. No sign of Duchess. I don't hear her anything. So at this point, I am getting really worked up because it was also the first night and the only night really that temperatures dropped below freezing here in Georgia. So all I was thinking about was my sweet baby girl outside in the fucking freezing ass climate, freezing her little paws off. And that traumatized me. So I call it my homegirl who also has cats, who have dealt with their cats getting out so many fucking times. At this point in time, I just was kind of like, I didn't want to assume my sister was lying to me, but I know how easy it is for something to happen without noticing, and how, like, you know, people don't want to deal with, you know, upsetting somebody or whatever. She was probably scared to tell me, or so I thought in the moment. Turned out she wasn't lying to me. She didn't go outside. But anyways, my sister's over there crying because she thinks I'm mad at her. But I'm just upset because I can't find my cat and it just doesn't make sense to me. But at this point, I've called my friend. She's given me a to-do list of things to do to get the cat inside, assuming it's outside. And I take my clothing off. I put them in a pile outside. I get catnip. I get tuna. I put it all on the front porch. And every like 10 minutes, I'm going outside, rechecking every fucking cabinet and corner, nook and cranny box, every space she could possibly fit into. I look through that and I go outside and I start calling her name. Eventually, I just lost my shit. The realization that I potentially was saying goodbye to my child, my baby, my little girl. I literally birthed her out of my pussy, you know. I'm a mother in these streets. So the idea, the thought that I was not going to see her again really started to kick in, and it was so cold, and she's never been outside. She's always been domesticated. So I was just like, wow, she's gonna die. Something's gonna happen. And I started calling her name. I was like, Duchess, Duchess. And it was just ugly. I'm running around the complex, freezing cold, no shirt on. I'm looking in trash cans. I'm looking, there's like fucking this couch that's out there someone got rid of, and I'm like looking in the fucking couch to see if she dug her way up in there. I'm looking everywhere. My brother comes, he's helping me. We're looking in sewer drains, we're going behind units, no fucking sign of Duchess. So at this point I kind of surrendered the search. I'm like, okay, it's time to accept fate. Well, my brother, my sister, everybody leaves. It's just me in the house, and all I hear is her cry. Now, people like friends and family who be coming over here, they'll hear the cats, one of them, and they're like, who's that? And I'm like, that's so-and-so. And they're like, how do you know that? I can distinguish my cat's cries. Okay. So I heard her cry specifically, this cute, soft, little high-pitch whine. I heard her. So I'm like, oh my God, she's inside. But she sounded very muffled. So I was like, not sure if she was maybe on my back porch or what. But no, she somehow got into underneath my kitchen cabinets. There was a hole, or like there wasn't, I guess when they renovated the unit, there was a piece of trim underneath the cabinet. Like, you can't visibly see this whatsoever, but if you reach your hand like underneath the trimming of the cabinets, there was a piece that was missing, like a chunk where two cabinets met each other in a corner. There was a missing piece of wood. So there was like a hole, a hollow space for her to crawl in between two cabinets that you couldn't access from the cabinets. It was just a tiny little hole that she squeezed herself into. And I saw her stick her head out. I put tuna out there in front of the thing. She was poking her paw out, grabbing the food. It was so cute, but so sad because she was like, couldn't get out. But the hole also felt big enough where she could have gotten out. So I wasn't like, oh shit, let's call the fire department or whatever the fuck we got to do. But I just left her. I was like, you know what? She's going to come out on her own accord. She's scared. She's going to adjust. No, the next day comes. She is still in that bitch crying. So I'm assuming that she was trying to get out. It was easier for her to get in than it was for her to get out. So she was struggling and hurting herself. So I'm like brainstorming, what are we going to do? I'm like calling my dad, freaking out. I'm like, we're going to have to fucking cut a hole in these cabinets. Anyways, I'm sticking my hand up in that bitch, trying to get her. I'm like fishing a tool in there to like scoot her towards the entrance so I can grab her and maybe maneuver her out of there. She didn't like that shit. She bit the fuck out of me. Bit the fucking shit out of me. Down to my fucking bone on my thumb. It was horrific. I was bleeding everywhere. I was wounded. Thankfully, my finger did not get infected. I know it's very likely that cat bites get infected. They're very infectious. But I did not want to go to a fucking doctor or a hospital with all things going on. So I was just keeping an eye on it. I was cleaning it up regularly around the clock. Triple antibiotic ointments, alcohol, antibiotic soaps, if you will, band-aids. It did get a little like infected, I think, for like a day or two. It was really red and swollen, but it didn't get like blue and pussy and nasty. So now I can bend it again and it's fine. It's fine. But Duchess, you're still on my shit list for that. I'm just so glad she's alive. But anyways, so that's not even scratching the fucking surface, y'all. I am going to go on a break. But when I come back, y'all, please, it just gets better and better or worse and worse. I don't know. Stay tuned.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, so I did get a little ahead of myself because this story was in the midst of all of this catastrophe going on. So the timeline was, on my way from my Mimi's house to my house with the cats, I had a blowout on 75 on the highway. My tire blew the fuck out. Now, that was my fault. It was my negligence. I knew that I needed a brand new set of tires. I've been neglecting to do so. They were slick as ice, okay? So that was really my fault. I knew we were going down, so I pulled over very calmly, which, by the way, if you ever suspect that your tire is going flat, blowing out, do not freak out, okay? Please do not hit the brakes. Do not pump the brakes. Slowly, first of all, put your emergency lights on. Slowly get over to your right, as right as you possibly can, and slowly merge off of the highway, okay? Do not freak out. That's how accidents happen. You hit the brakes, your car swerves, and now it's a fucking Final Destination scene. We don't need none of that, okay? So I pull over, I'm fine. I'm like, damn. I get out, my tire is shredded. Boots, shredded. I thought I had a spare. I was gonna change my tire myself, you know, but I didn't have a fucking spare, so I had no other choice but to leave my car. So I call my friend Nadia. She comes, picks me and my sister up with the cats, takes me to my house because now I have to rush and get the fucking U-Haul over to the U-Haul place in time. I'm like really close to going over my time. I'm going to get fucking charged a late fee, and I don't want that. I don't want that. So I'm calling my friend. I'm freaking out. I'm like, please come pick me up so I can get back to my house to go return the truck. She was going to go meet me at the U-Haul place and, you know, we were just going to go eat whatever, but that's not how it went. So my friend came, picked me up, and we left my car on the side of the highway, right? I get to my house. I get the U-Haul. I end up being late. I was like 15 minutes late, but whatever. Chuck it to the game. So that happened. We go eat. My sister's at the house now with the cats, and that's when she fucking went MIA, right? Okay, so fast forward, now here we are. So my dad comes and picks me up. We're trying to deal with the cat situation the next morning. So my car sat outside on the highway all night. However, it was right in front of the exit for my house, and there was a camera conveniently right above it. So I'm like, okay, like, this is a safe place, right? Nothing's gonna happen to my car. Yeah, so my dad picks me up. We go to my car. He has me put the tire on. He's like trying to teach me a thing or two. You know, he wasn't teaching me how to play baseball growing up. So he's like, you know what? Let me teach this bitch how to change a tire. So he's telling me what to do, walking me through like a little tutorial. And I'm doing it myself. I got the jack. I'm pumping the car up, lifting it. I'm getting the wrench, the ratchet, whatever. I'm getting them fucking bolts off of my car, off the tires. I switch the tire out, bada boom, bada bang. I do it beautifully, effortlessly, a success for women. So I'm like, yes, I did that. My windows weren't busted in. So I'm like, yes, queen, we did that. Let's go. Let's run it. So now I start my car. Bitch, on everything I love, my car sounded like a fucking muscle car, like a 72 Mustang. It was so loud. It sounded like somebody souped it up. So I immediately think to myself, oh my God, somebody stole my catalytic converter.
my dad comes over, what's going on? Why are you not taking off? And I'm like, something's wrong. Like, I'm pretty sure someone took my catalytic converter. My brother works on cars. So over the years, you know, I've just kind of accumulated some secondhand knowledge. I know a thing or two, if you will. And based off of the sound of it and the way that it was starting up, I was like, that is definitely my catalytic converter. Also, it's just like a commonly stolen part. I guess some crackhead came and took it to go get some money, whatever. Hope that bitch needed it, because fuck, what a major inconvenience that was. Yeah, so you can drive your car without a catalytic converter. However, it will not pass emissions. And my birthday is in less than two weeks. So it was going to be time for me to go get an emissions test. I'm freaking out. I've already paid all this money to get in my apartment. I didn't have credit, so I had to pay like a risk fee on top of that to move in. I had to go and turn the power and electricity on. Okay, that's the same thing, Camo. The water and the electricity. Had to pay a deposit for that. Deposit this, deposit that. Beep, beep, boppity, boop. My fucking money is running thin. Thin. Paper fucking thin at this point. And now you're going to take my goddamn catalytic converter? Are you kidding me? My tire's already been flattened. Okay, I'm already going through one crisis. Why do this to me? Okay, you clearly saw that my tire was shredded and you thought, you know what? Let me make this person's life a little bit worse so I can have a quick, small little come up. Disgusting, despicable. People are fucking nasty and you should be a fucking ashamed of yourself. If your livelihood relies on you robbing, murking, and just doing people dirty, you're disgusting. Fuck off. Go rob a corporation. Don't rob a citizen of America, a citizen period, who's out here working and doing things to live. Like what? Like, I know I'm being silly, but fuck, that shit really had my blood boiling. So my car is now loud as fuck. You're going to hear it before you see it. And my tires are, all my tires are bad. One is blown out. I've now got a spare on it, but whatever. It was so unfortunate. It was so loud. So I drive to Discount Tire and I get there. The guy's like joking. He's like, oh, shit, I heard your car. I was like, damn, that sounds good as fuck. What is that? Wait a minute. Is that that Yaris? It was so embarrassing, y'all. So fucking embarrassing. I'm not even kidding. Like, I have so many videos. I think I might make like a compilation of this past week because I documented everything. I documented my brother dealing with my neighbor after he hit her fucking car. All the things that happened, me searching for the cat, everything. So I might make a little video for TikTok. But yeah, so they put new tires on, had to fucking pay a small fortune for that. And then, I'm like, okay, fuck, we're back and running. But now my car is so loud. So for 2 days, I drove around with the world's loudest vehicle ever. It was so scary. And also, it just really takes from the performance of your vehicle. So my car was not only sounding so fucking horribly loud, deafening, if you will, but I also couldn't fucking pick up, you know? So when I got on the highway, it was such a challenge to even get to 40 miles an hour. Like I said, my brother does work on cars for a living. So he had me come over, not last night, but the night before. And he works in collision. He deals with like total losses. So like the car's going to be scrapped and sent to the junkyard. So sometimes, you know, when I'm having issues, he'll take a piece off of a car that is going to be scrapped and, you know, help a sister out. Catalytic converters are so fucking expensive. So my initial thought was, oh my God, I am going to be homeless because, bitch, I don't have the fucking money to pay potentially $1,200 to $2,000 for the labor, the part, and all the downtime in between for someone to come put a new catalytic converter on my car. My car at this point has 175 something thousand miles on it. It's just not even worth it to me. I love her to death, my little Yaris. She's so cute and gorgeous. A little hurt, but you know, she's doing her thing. And I just couldn't fathom spending potentially up to $2,000 on a fucking piece for my car. So thank God my brother does what he does for a living. He had me come out there. Now, he didn't have a fucking Yaris or anything that had the exact catalytic converter that I had. So he had to fucking take one off of like a Nissan Rogue and basically like take all of like the whoever did it, they knew, like they sliced that bitch off so perfectly. And they were kind enough to like not cut all my wires and whatnot. I guess you could say they're half decent. But because like I only had like some of the parts on there and like what he was working with wasn't going to fit perfectly up in there, he had to chop shit up and weld things back together. And like, he basically made me an original catalytic converter from my vehicle. Thank you so much, Tay Tay. The 6 hours of labor. Listen, one day I will pay you back tenfold. Okay. My brother is the best. Always helps me out when I got some car issues going on. Really doesn't have to do that, but he does go the extra mile. And I just got to give a little moment of silence for my brother. Okay, purr, because he's great. Okay, thank you, Tay Tay. I love you so much if you're listening. So now my car sounds great. It drives gorgeous. Cute, 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 and gorgeous. What else happened? Oh, yes. So as if it couldn't get worse, I drive my car back home, and what do you know? The next morning I wake up, my tire is flat. My brand new fucking tire is fucking flat. So they gave me a damaged tire. The valve stem on it was fucked up. And now I've got to go back to Discount Tire. Thank God I got insurance on my tires, because I almost didn't. I almost opted out of it, but something told me, bitch, don't be dumb. Don't be fucking dumb. It's only like $30. So I got it, and yeah, I'm going to be like, look, you sold me this fucked up tire. You should be ashamed of yourself, bitch. Please fix it. Thank you so much. So it's just been one thing after another, one fucking thing after another. Like I said, where there's yin, there's yang. So I don't want to just be all negative, because there's been so many gorgeous realizations, so many epiphanies, so much gorgeous energy around, but it has been very chaotic. Not going to lie to the girls. It was one thing after another. I really thought that I was just doomed, but now all is okay. It is peaceful. And I can breathe. I can fucking breathe. Recording this episode was stressing me out, though, because it is late. So my apologies to the girls in Studio 71. Thank you for your patience these past few weeks. It's just really been so much going on, between my grandmother being sick, to her passing away, to her funeral, to me moving, to just all of it, and just all the chaos this week alone. So I do apologize for the lack of visuals these past few weeks and the inconsistency with the uploads. That is all my fault. I take 100% responsibility, but I've been so busy and I've just been so caught up in life that I had to, you know, life it out, if you will.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
But now that everything is, we're settling in, I'm setting up my studio room. I have two bedrooms, which I'm so obsessed with. I actually really love my house. It's exactly in the area I wanted to live, and it's pussy. I have two rooms to myself. So I have a studio room that is going to be my podcast / studio room / I'll put like all of my photos and like all of my sentimental things in there, my clothing racks. It'll also have a bed in there for, you know, if I have guests. But I'm setting all that up. Next week, I should have a visual to you guys. But some of my equipment is still at Mimi's house. I've not got 100% of everything, but like I'm 98% moved in. There's a few box lights and one like little piece of furniture that I need to go get and some little knickknacks. But for the most part, I'm all moved in. I just need to get some living room furniture though, because I have nothing. My living room is bare bones right now, and I don't have a dining room table. But my eighth and ninth grade girlfriend, Alyssa, shout out to you, baby. She did offer me a table, which was just so perfect because I was looking at dining room tables. I wanted a glass top with black legs, and she randomly hit me up while I'm on Facebook Marketplace searching. She is a savvy shopper. Okay. She likes to save her coins or cut, you know, maybe I wouldn't say cut corners, but you know, she likes to save her coins where she can maximize her spending, if you will. So she hits me up while I'm actively looking at glass round top tables with black legs. She's like, "Hey, I have a table you can have if you need one." I'm like, "What? Let me see. Purr. It is a fucking glass top with black legs. How fucking perfect." That worked the fuck out. So I need to figure out how I'm going to go get that from her very soon, because next week I'm supposed to have a Friendsgiving / housewarming little gathering with my girls, some girls, and hopefully my siblings will be there as well. It's going to be a great time. I'm loving it. I'm loving life. I'm loving my place, my space. My favorite thing to do now, though, is wake up and just start cleaning. Literally, like, I did not ever really show my last house because I was embarrassed by it. It was just so cluttered. It was just so, we were both very depressed and just let it go. But now that I'm on my own entirely, I have no excuse. There is no reason for me to live that way. And like, prior to all the chaos that's went down in my life, like, I used to be so like OCD and meticulous. And this past week, I've really been stepping back into that. Like, before I started the podcast today, I was like, before I start, I have to take this trash out. I have to wipe my countertops down. I installed all these fucking Febreze plugins in the walls. My fucking house smells like I'm immersed in a bottle of Downy. So great. It smells great. It's so clean and tidy. It's like night and day in comparison to my last living space. But you know, I was depressed. I genuinely was not happy. I was not satisfied with life in any manner. Like, I tried to stay out of the house as much as possible, but like, prior to living there, like, I moved into my last house the same week that my mother was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. So every time I come back to that house, I would just have memories of me rushing from my house all the way to Athens to go to the hospital and see her, or me coming back late night. And that happened for like 6 months, and I was living at that last house. And then my mom passed away. A lot of things happened, and I just I just gave up on life, really. I gained a lot of weight. I was miserable. I truly was miserable. And like my Mimi, I love her dearly. She's great. She's so funny. She is an amazing person. She really helped me out. So I don't want to ever come off ungrateful. I'm very much grateful for her help when I needed it. I mean, I was living with roommates, and basically, long story short, the house was, the family that owned the house was going to move back in. I had to move out. I didn't have anywhere to go. And my grandmother also needed to move. So we found that place. Back then, I was working, serving tables. I was in between jobs, taking care of my mother. And financially, I was fucked. I was in such a pickle. I had like a tire blowout back then too. I couldn't even afford to put a new or a used tire on my car. She bought me a tire. She really helped me out when I needed her the most. And I am truly grateful for that and for those times. But my life has changed. My lifestyle has changed. My resources have changed drastically since moving in there. And it was time. It was really time for me to blossom and branch out and do my own thing. I had the means to do so, but I didn't have credit. I didn't have this. I didn't have that. No one was willing to work with me. So getting into this place was such a blessing, and it's such a step in the right direction for me. It's not perfect. There's like some little cosmetic places, but given the price point that I'm paying, the size of the unit, the area in which I'm at, I couldn't be happier. I'm genuinely so happy to be on my own. The fact when I got that letter of approval in my email, I literally cried. I immediately went to Target. I spent a fucking small fortune on cleaning supplies, and I got my keys. I started cleaning up. I moved in, and here we are. Now, of course, I couldn't really breathe this past week with all the fucking chaos going on, but I go to bed in my house alone. It's so peaceful. I don't have my Mimi telling me what to do or questioning my every move. And I know it's all out of love. So it's, you know, it is what it is. But like, I'm turning 28 in 2 weeks. It's time. It's fucking time. Nothing wrong, you know, with people who are struggling and gotta do what they gotta do to get by. But it was time. It was fucking time for me to get my own place. And it was just the perfect time. It was divine timing. I had the idea to move out 2 weeks prior, 2-3 weeks prior, and I got in so quick, and I'm so happy. I looked at a lot of places, and this one was my favorite. So I'm so happy that I'm here. I wake up every morning butt ass naked, and I go downstairs. I start cleaning. I start doing my chores, my housewife duties, if you will. I cook for myself. I go to Target. I buy cleaning supplies. Every day I wake up and I think, how can I make this experience better? How can I make my place nicer, fresher, cleaner, you know? So, yeah, I'll do a house tour soon when like everything is set up. Until then, just enjoy these videos on TikTok of me putting my house together. I made a video yesterday, if you missed it, of me putting my shower curtain up. Today, I made a video of me installing my Glade plugins, or not Glade, my Febreze plugins. May seem small and insignificant, but they're big monumental moments for me. Really, really and truly, this is a huge deal to me, for me. I now have 2 bedrooms. I'm gonna have a full studio for me to record. Like, that was my biggest thing. I couldn't really record at my house because, one, my neighbors were all like outside loud, and my equipment picks up noise very well, and someone's always walking a dog out there. My room was like towards the front of the unit, so every time I would go to record, if it was in the daytime, I would hear neighbors. Naturally, I'm a nighttime recorder, so my Mimi would get home and like I would have to be very mindful of my noise and whatnot. She would always complain about hearing music and whatnot, and like it just was impossible for me to really work efficiently, effectively. And also just being in an unhappy environment, not being comfortable where you're at, like really hindered my creativity and my will to live, my drive to even start. So this is really major for me. Major. I am trying to get into a routine where I get up and go to the gym, start my day early. But, you know, I've only been here now for 1 week exactly. So I'm going to give myself some grace. I have not went to the gym not once in a whole week, and it's making me sick. I've not been eating that great. So I am positive that I have just put on some weight since. But like I said, I'm not going to beat myself up, because there's a lot to be grateful for. There's a lot to be excited for. There's a lot of great things going on, and everything's about to change. Everything is changing before my eyes, and I'm just very grateful, genuinely, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you to everybody who is listening, everybody who has followed my journey over the past few years on TikTok, because truly, the platform that we, not just me, we, this is a we thing. Y'all helped me get there. I obviously put in the work, the videos, the time, the content, whatever. I did all that. But you girls, my girlies and squirlies, y'all ate it up. Y'all kept me going. Y'all engage with me. Y'all pay my bills, essentially. So I'm very grateful for every one of you. From the bottom of my heart, I would not be in this situation if it was not for you guys. And for that, I just am truly, truly, truly grateful and so happy with life. So on that note, I'm going to go on another break. And when I come back, I'm going to be answering some of you girls' questions, some of you girls' questions that you asked me on Instagram. So stay tuned. All right, all right. We're back. Now, I realized that I never let y'all know the outcome of Miss Duchess and her disappearance. She did end up coming out of the hole. Thank God. I plugged it up, and now she can never get back in that bitch. Thank you, Jesus. So yeah, just didn't want anyone wondering if she was still in there or not. She's not. She's safe and sound. And actually, she's right next to me. So anyways, Q&A time. Miss Madison Shopee. Tips for saving money while also having rent, utilities, bills. Do you budget, queen? By the way, I love you. I love you too. No, I don't budget. And honestly, I am probably not the best coach when it comes to finances, because I am a little careless sometimes. I be cutting it very close. But really and truly, I make sure that when I get paid, anytime that I do get paid, I go ahead and knock my responsibilities out. I do not want to get behind on any bills, any rent, anything that I owe anyone to. I make sure that before I go out to eat, before I go shopping, before I go to a thrift store, I pay my bills. So sometimes I do know that, like, okay, because I am like a freelancer and I make money inconsistently, when I do get paid like a cute little check, I immediately pay my bills, my car insurance, utility, blah, 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 all those things. And now I'm gonna have to really stress, because it's a lot more responsibility than what I was doing before. But anyways, I make sure that those are my priorities. So sometimes I will pay in advance, or I'll pay like an extra month on my phone bill or my car insurance if I think for whatever reason that I might have a little stretch of time where I'm not really making money. So really and truly, get paid and just pay off your responsibilities first and foremost, and then treat yourself. I'm not somebody who saves. I very much have lived my life with the mentality, if I make it, I'm gonna spend it, because my grandparents, they saved all of their life. They saved and saved and saved. And they didn't really enjoy the luxuries of life. They did not really treat themselves. They did not go on many vacations in their later years. They did not really enjoy what money can do. So I like to treat myself. I like to eat nice things. I like to drink coffees. I like to go out and about and enjoy life. So outside of my responsibilities, I'm not somebody who saves. But I also just feel like that's just me manifesting the life that I want. I've always just treated myself, and my lifestyle has just continuously went up, 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 up. And then one day I'm going to be a fucking millionaire, so I won't have to fucking save. Well, I will be saving at that point, but like, you know what I'm saying? So until then, I'm cutting it close, okay? Don't know what you have in mind for your life, But personally, I don't save money. Money comes and money goes. But anyways, M. Johnson, four N's. What are you looking forward to the most now that you have your own place? Love you. I love you too. I am just looking forward to what is to come. I have no real expectations. I'm just excited to experience this new era, this new chapter, because truly I feel a whole new level of comfort, a whole new level of zen. I was seeing somebody for a few months, and when they would come over to my house, it was just so chaotic, and like I couldn't help but think that that was possibly turning them off to me, because, you know, I was living with my grandmother and, you know, the mess and whatnot, the chaos, the clutter. And so now that I'm in my own space, like everything is clean and zen. So I'm ready to welcome in new energy and just fill it out. See what comes my way. Like new friends, potentially new partner, whatever comes my way, I'm ready to experience it. And I just feel like I'm in a whole new mind space. I'm in our head space, and I just feel so comfortable to do whatever and be whatever, however, whenever. I get up, like I said, I'm butt-ass naked, cooking, cleaning, doing what I gotta do in my house, because guess what? I can do that. My pussy can be out while I'm scrambling eggs, okay? Do you hear me? My pussy can be out breathing while I scramble up some fucking eggs. That is so pussy to me. That is a level of comfort I have never experienced. So with that just comes new experiences, and I'm ready. I'm ready for it all. Let's see what. Oh, consistently a bitch. She be asking, I don't know your pronouns, I'm so sorry. They be asking a lot of questions every time. So I love you so much. Thank you. What is a guilty pleasure you have? Fucking up Snickers ice cream bars. Oh my God, they are my weakness. It's a problem. I really need to get a grip, because every time I get them at the gas station, I always eat two. I don't eat one, I eat two every time. And I've had them four nights in a row. I've got to fucking stop. I've got to fucking stop. Fuck. That are fucking cake pops from Starbucks. Oof, it's a problem. Nat Benjagard, Benjared. How are you wanting to decorate your new place? I've always loved black furniture, so I'm going to stick to that, the dark theme, but some cute light pieces around here and there. I don't know exactly. I'm going to try to keep it simple and minimal as possible. Now that I've moved a one bedroom, my one bedroom of stuff that was just like suffocating me, into a two-bedroom house, everything is spread out evenly, and so it's just a lot more open, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So I'm going to try to keep it minimal, but I don't really know exactly how I'm going to decorate it, because I don't have any living room furniture, so it's really going to depend on whatever couch I find. So if there's any, you know, furniture brands out there that, you know, want to sponsor a sister girl out there, I'll make TikToks. I'll do whatever for some free furniture. You know, that'd be so nice and cute and gorgeous. I'm also going to make an Amazon wish list. A lot of you have been asking in the comments on TikTok to make a wish list, which I'm so grateful that anyone would even consider wanting to send me a housewarming gift, which, by the way, my Mimi did just buy me a nice ass Ninja coffee pot. So I will be minimizing my Starbucks runs now for sure. I'm waiting for that to get here. It should be here today or tomorrow. Yeah, but it's this cute and gorgeous Ninja. It was on sale, saved $100. It's like a $200 coffee pot. Got it for $100. Thank you, Mimi. But it makes regular coffee. I can make K-cups if I want one, or I can make iced coffee. So it was like everything in one. It was so cute and gorgeous. So I will make a wish list for some other items that I do want. You don't have to, but if you do, that'd be great. My birthday is coming up, just saying. Yeah, you know, if you want to send me a little birthday gift, that'd be cute and gorgeous. Cash App, Venmo, both Camo Camille, just my name. So yeah, thank you. Don't have to, but it would be cute if you did. Stay tuned for the wish list. It's coming. Let's see. Other questions. Sorry. Getting off track here. Mm-hmm. Also, today is my mother's birthday. Rest in peace, her soul. So I'm going to go to her grave after I wrap up this episode, but I have this overwhelming feeling that she is just so happy and proud of me, and that makes me so happy. And I can't wait to go to her grave today and just, you know, spend a moment with her and reflect and talk to her. But it was, you know, her fucking birthday is literally my password on my phone. So I didn't forget her birthday. And yesterday I knew her birthday was approaching, but for some reason I just woke up and I was just on go mode. I immediately started cleaning and started filming and started doing things I needed to do. And it was 11 p.m. before I realized, like, oh my God, today's my mother's birthday. But I didn't get sad. I didn't get sad. I looked up and I saw 66336 and I was like, wow, my angel number. Mama, happy birthday. And I just felt like she was just so proud. So anyways, let's see. What is another question? I am Terry _23. Are you still living with grandma? No, I am on my own, fully 100% independent as of last week. I also was on my best friend's phone plan for the past like 3 or 4 years. So this past week, I also had them transfer my number off of her line. So I'm fully and officially 100% independent. I have no ties to anyone. Everything is in my name only, no cosigner. Wow. Period. Let's see. Allie_031722. How has your weight loss journey been and what did you do to start it? Well, for starts, I saw a very, very unflattering photo of me that was taken with a film camera and it really just had me shooketh. I gasped. I was gooped. I just couldn't deal with life. So I very much saw a photo that made me hate myself even more than I did. And it just really jump-started me. It was like cold turkey. I just completely changed my eating habits. I started off really just eating 1500 calories a day, mostly pressed juices, lean proteins, very little carbs, and no junk, no sodas. I haven't really drank soda in years. I don't like soda, but no junk, no candy, no none of that for like the first 4 months. And I lost 50, 60 pounds-ish with no gym. I was just eating better and getting up early in the morning and going for a walk, getting my 10 plus thousand steps in a day. 10,000 steps is 500 calories, just saying. So get your steps in and eat right. That's really all I can tell you. But then I did fast forward. I did start implementing the gym. I got a little more lax on my eating. I've been eating more, kind of balanced it out, but I'm ready to make another big difference right now. So now I need to really get my diet impeccable and really go hard in the fucking paint at the gym so that I can get to this next place in my physical state. But yeah, just start with changing your diet. It's hard at first. I remember it taking like 3 days for me to really adjust to going from gorging myself with like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 calories a day to me being so restrictive. But after I got past like day 3, my stomach kind of adjusted to the lack of food in comparison. And so it kind of started shrinking. My appetite was diminishing. Also, intermittent fasting is very helpful. I've not been good in the past like 2-3 months on that. But when I was, I woke up feeling so alive and everything was great. So try to do that. Intermittent fasting, look into it. Okay. Someone, Sarah Donaldson asked, Sarah R. Donaldson asked, how does your grandma feel about you moving out? She was a little sad. She was a little upset, sure, but she just wants me to be happy. And I don't want anyone thinking that I just like left her high and dry. When we moved into that place, I had it in mind to find a place that she would be able to afford on her own. And she very much can. So I didn't just like say, peace, Mimi, deuces, figure it out. She is able to take care of herself and hold it down. But she is by herself now with her cat. And I took my cats. And it's just me and the pussies now. But she's happy for me. She came over yesterday and saw it for the first time. She loved it. And she got me a coffee pot, like I said. So she is, it's a bittersweet feeling for both of us. I love her so much, like I said, but it was time. It was fucking time. So she is a little down about it. I mean, also it was just like a bad time really because her mother just passed away. So I hate that like all these changes are happening for her so quickly, but I had a perfect opportunity come and I had to go. I had to go. Let's see. Okay. Period. Yeah, a lot of these questions are redundant. Katie Lynn _ I'm dying for new music. What's the tea on that, babe? Love you so much. Love you too. I will be working my ass off now more than ever. So stay tuned. Music is coming. I've never stopped writing music. I've been writing some of the best music ever in the past few months. I've just not been recording it. But now that I have a studio in my house and there's no noise, there's nobody to interrupt, I'm going to be recording every day, every fucking day. So stay tuned. Someone asked _Valerie. It's not spelled like Valerie, but to you, girl. How do you stay so positive? It's hard. It's fucking hard. But I've always been a glass half full type of gal. I mean, even when I was dying in the hospital with my illness, I was still thinking to myself, well, I got all my limbs. You know, it's all about perspective. Now, I do complain. I do complain from time to time. So people might not think that I'm the most optimistic. I'm just very dramatic. So like sometimes I'll dramatize the smallest, most mild inconvenience just for effect, just for entertainment purposes. But deep down, like I would say I'm naturally a very positive thinking person. Like all of these shitty circumstances I've had in the past week, all I was thinking was, you know what? This is the devil working overtime, but it's because I have so many blessings ahead of me and me moving has been such a blessing. So I could have broken down. I could have lost my shit. My nerves have been a little shot this past week, but I still was able to remain positive because I know that there's so much good on the horizon for me to let these small temporary issues bring me down. So just think everything is temporary and anything you're going through is temporary. There's always a rainbow after every storm, as cliche as that sounds, but yeah, I think I'm going to wrap up this week's episode. On that note, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe. Leave some reviews, please, and thank you. And yeah, I'll talk to y'all next week. Cool.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.